One of the best parts of any event is the free swag. Free keychains, free frisbees, free pens. But when it comes to gun safety, is a free gun lock really worth picking up? Guns in America's Aditi Bonlamudi reports.
For the past 12 summers in Fayetteville, North Carolina, there have been free movie nights. They're hosted by Operation Ceasefire, a gun violence prevention organization. There's free popcorn and hot dogs, an inflatable slide. Jen Jammer is at this event with her 5-year-old son, Mac. They just picked up a free gun lock.
Well, who has guns at home?
Daddy.
Daddy has guns at home, and he knows to not touch them, and he thought it'd be a good gift to give his dad. To help remind him that what is dangerous?
Guns.
That guns are dangerous, and he's not allowed to touch dad's guns. So that's why we picked it up today.
These free gun locks come from a group called Project Child Safe, an arm of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, or the NSSF. The lock kind of looks like a bike lock. It's a long braided steel cable that you thread through the gun. The end of the cord fits into a large padlock with a key.
And once it's in place, you cannot function the firearm. That is, it blocks the mechanism from closing, so the firearm cannot fire.
Joe Bartosi is the president of the NSSF. Since 2003, the organization has partnered with 15,000 law enforcement agencies across the country and has handed out more than 38 million of these locks.
You can lock revolvers and semi-automatic pistols and rifles and so forth with this one particular cable lock because it's kind of universal.
In 2005, the federal government passed a law requiring gun sellers to include a gun lock with every sale. Those gun locks are usually cable locks, like the ones Project Child Safe hands out. But some say these locks aren't very secure. Deb Azriel is a researcher at Harvard.
They're pretty flimsy, and even I, and I'm not clever at these sorts of things, you know, can use a screwdriver to open one up, or bang it with a hammer, or cut it with a good set of, you know, wire clippers.
In 2001, the NSSF recalled 400,000 gun locks that could be opened without a key. The organization later replaced the locks with a thicker braided steel cable and a better padlock, but Azriel still feels they're not an adequate locking device. For the most part, there's no universally accepted standard for gun locks. But generally, if you have a small child who hasn't developed fine motor skills yet, cable locks are a fine option. But the older a child gets, the more precautions parents have to take to secure their firearms.
People with younger children store their guns more safely than people with older children.
In 2015, Azriel did a national survey on how people stored their guns.
And by the time those children are teenagers, they're as likely to store a gun loaded and unlocked as people who don't have any children at all.
She says this is because people are usually afraid of accidental shootings. They picture a toddler finding their gun. But they forget another major threat, suicide, which accounts for 2/3 of gun deaths.
If they're set on getting the gun, that cable lock is no more than a temporary impediment to doing it.
And if the teenager is feeling depressed and also has access to a firearm, an impulse decision could be a fatal one. Azriel recommends getting a gun safe with a combination lock, something harder to break into for homes with older children.
You know, what I want is if you go home with that kid who's having a hard time, now taking that gun, unloading it, putting in the safe, changing the combination, and keeping it that way until you're really certain that your kid is okay again.
Currently, there's no federal law requiring people to put locks on their firearms. Here's Joe Bartosi with the NSSF again.
We can't make people use the locks, but we can appeal to them as fellow gun owners that when you're not using the firearm, the safe and responsible thing to do was to lock it securely.
Even then, not all gun storage options are accessible to everyone. Gun safes with combination locks, like the ones Azriel recommends, range from $50 to thousands of dollars. And in that case, free cable locks are at least something. For Guns and America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.